This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Stephanie Ask from the Sitka High School Drama, Debate, and Forensic team. Stephanie's brought with her today three students, Owen Fulton, Celia Lubin, and Anna Marie Pike. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's turn to you first, Stephanie. Tell us where we're at in the drama debate forensic season.
Well, we are just about halfway through, actually. Our season starts at the very beginning of the school year in August, and then we have about one meet per month up to the state competition in February. So we just finished our third meet of the season in Wrangell last weekend, and then we're getting ready for our December meet in Ketchikan. So two more meets in the southeast region, and then the state competition in February.
Great. How many students do you have on the team?
Right now, we have about 32, actually.
Wow, a big turnout.
It is a big team this year.
How do you keep a hold of all? You must have help with the team.
I do. I coach with Eve Arp, who is a counselor at the high school, and then Cassidy Patno, who teaches special education and also has the great luck of being my husband. So The three of us keep them all in line.
So how often do you practice for these five meets that you before state?
Well, on Tuesdays, we have our debate practices, and on Thursdays, we have our drama practices, but those are kind of the formal practices where the students come in and perform for their coaches and get feedback, and we kind of work collaboratively together, but the students are actually practicing a lot on their own time, doing research and practicing their pieces and getting prepared. So if you really want to be competitive, it's more than just those two practices a week. There's a lot of self-motive to get yourself ready.
Right. Well, thanks for all you do, Stephanie. Let's turn to these students and see what they have to say. Anna Marie Pike, what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
All right. How many years have you been in the DDF team?
All three.
And what events do you participate in?
I have done debate all 3 years, and then it kind of changes every year. But this year I'm doing a dramatic interpretation, a reader's theater, and extemporaneous speaking.
Sounds like a lot of work to me. Do you spend, other than the practices that Coach talked about, do you spend a lot of time outside of the practice, practicing at home with other people and the like?
Yeah, I do, actually. For the drama pieces, I try to go through my lines about once a day, usually every night. And then for like debate and speaking, I try to read the news and be just looking up things every day, too.
So do you like the competitive side of all this? Is that one of your joys of being on the DDF team?
Not with other people, but I'm competitive with myself. Like, I like the idea that I can get the best out of myself that I can. So I competitive with myself, I guess.
Great. Well, that's a great answer. Do you have partners that you have to practice with? Because you have events that you do with more than yourself, correct?
Yeah, our readers has four girls in it, so we all try and get together as often as our schedules allow, yeah.
So what's your favorite event?
I like dramatic interpretation. It's my first time trying it, and it's fun because I just get to scream the whole time, so that's always fun.
And screaming, who knew, you know? Celia, so you're a junior, I understand, along with your other two students here. And
yes.
Have you been in drama debate forensics for your whole high school career?
Yeah.
Tell me about what events you participate in.
This year I'm doing debate with Anne Marie, and I'm doing extemporaneous commentary, a duo, and reader's theater.
And your favorite event?
I'd have to say extemporaneous commentary. Although I'm still working on it, getting better.
And how'd you do in Wrangell, Celia?
Well, we had kind of a four-way tie or two-way tie with the Sitka debate teams, me and Anne-Marie and Owen and his partner Kaya. We got first, and then my Reader's Theater got first as well.
Fantastic. Tell me why you like to participate in DDF.
Well, it's kind of a great way to, one, learn what's happening in the world. Like, debate has taught me so much about speaking, which is really, it's a pretty valuable skill. And then it's also taught me what's going on, because you get a debate topic and you're like, oh, yeah, I should know what that is, but I have no idea. And then you research it and you figure out what it is. And as for the acting side, it's really just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get to act silly and then get judged on that.
So, Celia, what's your goals for this year as far as placing or participating in the state meet?
I'd like to place in extemporaneous commentary. I've finaled, but I haven't really done that well.
Well, good luck to you. Let's turn to the third member of the group here, Junior Owen Fulton. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us about, you know, what events you participate in, Owen.
At the last meet, I participated in debate. I did a solo. I had a duo with Debbie Yearwood, and then finally I did extemporaneous commentary.
Is this your third year with?
Extemporaneous speaking, sorry.
Okay. Is this your third year with DDF?
No, this is actually only my second year.
Okay. You're new to the group, but did you go participate in state last year?
Yeah, I did.
What event were you participating in?
I went to state with extemporaneous speaking, a speech on beards, and then I went to with debate with the German exchange student from last year.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us about why you like to participate in DDF?
DDF is, I really enjoy DDF because it's so much different than any other activity that's offered at Sitka High School. It, you know, you're doing travel like a sport, but the atmosphere that you're around and the people that you're around are, it's so much different from, you know, any sporting event or any other activity that you could participate in. And I really enjoy, going to these meets and competing and just being a part of it. It's a great experience.
Well, that's great. We wish the best of luck with you. I need to know, raise your hands and I'll tell the listening audience, with all this time you spent in DDF, are you still able to keep up with your classes and keep good grades? Raise your hand if you do. Everybody's raising their hand.
Sure.
This group has always done great. We appreciate you coming in this morning. I'd like to thank Stephanie Ask and Anne-Marie Pike, Celia Lubin, and Owen Fulton. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.